They wade and crawl through its waste. Its condoms, nappies, cotton pads, shit, bat, to clear blockages and keep the city above functional. They shuffle and tread through a rat-plagued and endlessly proliferating sub-universe full of alleys, pipes, tunnels and side tunnels so numerous that no single map exists to plot them on, that is invisible to most city dwellers and would repel them if it were not. Flushers represent a small and dwindling tribe, all of them men, who deal with the reality rather than the poetics of subterranean London. A couple of decades ago, there were over 300 of them. Now there are only 39. Their profession has been privatized. Semantic creep means how they've been redesignated as water technicians. Fat is the bane of Flushers' lives. I wade through some of it at Victoria Embankment. It is at once crunchy and spongy, like putrid bran. Brown and white and grey, a pigeon shit potage sprinkled with an extra top layer of moppets and tampons. Flushers tell stories of accidentally getting a gobful of the sewer flies who feed on the fat, or of metal grating giving way, plunging them into 8 feet deep fat quicksands. The mouthfuls of the stuff they swallow leaves their guts raw and hollering for months on end. But it's the bouquet that makes their flesh truly crawl. You smell it initially, says one. You breathe it all day long. You pass wind, and what comes out is the smell of the fat. You can go home and shower as much as you like, even with washing up liquid. But at the end of the day, you're still farting the smell of rancid fat.
His wife a bouquet of flowers on their wedding anniversary.
I suppose you'll be expecting me to open my legs for you, she remarked.
A vase'll do, he replied.
Another remembers the night he emerged from a sewer at Leicester Square, dripping with filth and shit, only to find a young woman tourist peering at him. He held out his hand and said, smell that.
That's canal number 5, that is.